I had this tale from Al-Tanuki. He was a Qadi in Baghdad many long years ago, and he from I know not whom. But the tale comes first from Abu Abdullah Muhammad, to whom it happened. Now Abu Abdullah was a gambler, and he had sworn an oath, made a compact with Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, that any money he won at gambling he would spend and not save, upon banquets and singing girls and scented candles and such like things. And on a day, Abu Abdullah played at nard with the Caliph Mutadid, may Allah be content with him, and won from him 70,000 dirham. Now when the play was done, but before the winnings were paid out, it was the time for prayer, and the Prince of the Muslims did a long prostration, as was proper. But as for poor Abu Abdullah, he did his prayers as quickly as he decently might, and then sat there lamenting his ill fortune. For he said to himself, "What a fool am I! Here I have won a treasure from the Prince of the Muslims, with which I might buy an estate, put myself forever beyond want. Yet by the foolish oath I have sworn, I must spend the whole sum upon banquets and singing girls and scented candles. What a great waste of wine and wax that will be! And yet, if I save one dirham, nay, one copper farce out of all this treasure, by the oath I have sworn, I must divorce my wives and manumit my slaves and give all that I own to the poor." And as he was thus sitting lamenting, the Prince of the Muslims finished the first half of his prayer and was watching him. And the Caliph Mutadid, may Allah be content with him, said to Abu Abdullah, "Tell me, Abu Abdullah, what is it thou thinkest upon?" "Good things, my lord." "Nay, nay, speak and be not silent." "Must I, my lord?" "Upon my life, thou must." "Why then," said Abu Abdullah, "I was regretting my foolish oath, for I have sworn an oath, made a compact with Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, that any money I win at gambling, I will spend and not save upon banquets and singing girls and such like things. And now I have won a great treasure from you, with which I might buy myself an estate, put myself forever beyond want. Yet by the foolish oath I have sworn, I must spend the whole sum upon banquets and singing girls and scented candles." Prince of the Muslims thought for a moment, and then he said, "Tell me, Abu Abdullah, didst thou think that I wouldst pay thee 70,000 dirham for a game?" "Prince of the Muslims, you would not cheat me." "Indeed I would," said the Caliph Mutadid, and turned to do the second half of his prayers. And now poor Abu Abdullah was still more cast down, for he said to himself, "What a fool am I, who have spoken truth to my lord. Now the Caliph is angered at my foolish oath, and now I will have neither the spending nor the saving of that treasure." And as he was thus sitting lamenting, the Prince of the Muslims finished the second half of his prayer, and was again watching him, and again the Caliph Mutadid, may Allah be content with him, said to him, "Abu Abdullah, what is it thou thinkest upon?" "Must I speak, my lord?" "Upon my life, thou must." "Why then," said Abu Abdullah, "I was regretting that as I have told you of my foolish oath, I will now have neither the spending nor the saving of this treasure." "Ah," said the Caliph Mutadid, may Allah be content with him, "as for the money thou wonst from me at nard, put that from out thy thoughts, for I abjure that debt, and will never pay a single dirham of it all. But, as I am a generous man, I give gifts to my friends. And as thou art a friend of mine, I shall give to thee a gift of 70,000 dirham. And since that is a free will gift, thy foolish oath has nothing upon it." And so it was commanded, and so it was done. And the treasurer of the Prince of the Muslims paid out to Abu Abdullah 70,000 dirham, and Abu Abdullah took the money and with it bought himself an estate. And you may say for yourself whether the Caliph Mutadid, may Allah be content with him, was a wise man or a cheat.